Horns up and welcome to a brand new episode of Headbanger's Kitchen. Now, very recently, I posted a photo on my Instagram account of this delicious keto chocolate cake. Remember that? Do you even follow me on Instagram? If you don't follow me, I'm at Demon Stealer. Anyway, this cake was made by my amazing girlfriend Dipti, who refused to be on the show, by the way. But you can follow her on Instagram as well. She's at Diabolik, and she made this fabulous chocolate keto cake. So we decided we're going to make it for you guys on today's episode. So let's go and make that delicious keto chocolate cake. Now for this recipe, we're going to need 200 grams of dark chocolate, and you got to make sure it's really dark so that it doesn't kick you out of keto. 100 grams of butter, 100 ml of cream, 5 tablespoons of Truvia or whatever sugar-free substitute you use, and 4 eggs separated into yolks and whites. Now it's time to make this keto chocolate cake, and I think a lot of you might be wondering, is this going to kick me out of ketosis because the Lindt chocolate or any chocolate that you're using has some amount of sugar? But if you eat one slice a day, you are fine. So I'm going to put the macros for the first time in the description box below. Do check it out. And anyway, enough jibber jabber and wabble, let's go and talk about the cake. Let's go make the cake actually. So we're going to start by greasing our cake tin first and foremost. Make sure you have a nice cake tin. And this is a 7-inch tin because I want the cake to be nice and high. But if you use a larger pan, no problem. It'll just that your cake will be a little flatter probably. Once you're done with that, we're going to preheat our oven to about 150 to 160 degrees Celsius and get it preheated basically. Preheating your oven is very important. The next thing we're going to do is going to get a double boiler going. And that's basically to melt the chocolate. If you don't want to do this, you can microwave the chocolate in bursts of 30 seconds. So we've started the double boiler and the chocolate is slowly melting. And we're going to add in our butter to this now. 100 grams of butter. And let that melt slow and steady. Keep giving it a stir every now and then. You want it to be nice and smooth. You know, chocolate is quite temperamental to be honest, so be careful with it. Once you've got a nice consistency there, we're going to add in our cream and give that a good mix as well. Now that the cream is also well incorporated, we're going to take it off the gas and we're going to add in the Truvia. Now, if you don't have Truvia, you can use Stevia or any other sweetener that you like. Just ensure that you taste the mixture constantly so you know that it's sweet enough to your liking. So anyway, now that this is done, we're going to keep this mixture aside and let it cool for a bit, because if you add in your egg yolks now, it becomes scrambled eggs. So put it on the side and let it cool, and it's time to whip up our egg whites. Now I'm whipping it up without cream of tartar, but if you have some, you can add a pinch of it. Alternatively, you can add a pinch of salt here as well, and you can also, I believe, add 2 lime juice drops, and that does the job as well of stabilizing the egg whites. Anyway, you want to whip it till it's stiff and stiff peaks basically. And once that's done, it's going to be incorporated into the chocolate mixture. But before that, it's time to add our egg yolks to the mixture now. And we're going to add in 1 egg yolk at a time into our chocolate mixture. And you want this to emulsify. That is the idea here, which is why we're adding 1 yolk at a time. So slowly incorporate them 1 at a time. And finally, at the end of it, you'll have a lovely, delicious, rich, smooth and creamy looking chocolate. Now for the final step of this, we're going to add a third of the egg whites, and we're just going to whip them in so that you have a nice smooth mixture. This is just to loosen up the entire thing. And then we're going to add the remaining egg whites in 2 batches, and we're going to slowly fold it in. So you want to see the motion, it's a nice folding motion. Don't get impatient and don't like get aggressive with it. Fold it in. And that's it, your cake mixture is done. Now it's time to pour it into the cake tin. Oh, look at that, that looks so delicious. Once that's done, you want to smoothen out the top a bit so it looks nice and clean. And now we're just going to put it in the oven for about 30 minutes or till the center is cooked and not jiggling. And that's it. Look at that. Oh my God, does that look heavenly or does that look heavenly? Of course, don't be impatient, wait for the cake to cool before you do all this cutting and portioning out. But yeah, that's it. Keto chocolate cake, ready. my friends, the cake has been cooled down and I can't wait to dig in. You know, being on keto desserts is one of the hardest things that you miss, so this is like, I hope it's great. Oh man. Oh wow. That is a beautiful hit of dark, rich and sweet chocolate, and I can't describe, and this is still slightly warm, so it's got that little fudgy vibe to it. And I can't wait to put this in the fridge and let it cool down, because I love cakes cold for some reason. Am I the only one? Do you like your cake cold or hot? But this is to die for. Look at that texture. Look at that texture, man. It's so good. You guys, please try this. Let me know what you think of it. Let me know how it turns out. I want to hear from you. And you know what, if you're not following me on Instagram yet, follow me at Demon Stealer, and of course Dipti, whose recipe this is, at Diabolique. Follow us both and we'll bring you more keto recipes soon. So till the next time, cheers and keep cooking. See you soon. Oh, and remember, one piece a day only, otherwise you will probably go over your required carb limits for the day. I've put the macros in the description below. Make sure you check it out. It's also on MyFitnessPal. So yep, good luck guys. Cheers.